This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Taking His Dream Girl by Kmath. David stood in front of his window. It was around 4 a.m., and he woke up because of some noise at the house across the street. This could mean only one thing: Kim had come home from a night out with her friends. His cock became stiff as he peeked outside his bedroom window, which was right across Kim's bedroom at the other side of the street. She almost always immediately closed the curtains when walking inside her bedroom as if she knew what he was doing. But this time he hoped for the best as he took his binoculars from the windowsill and waited for Kim to enter her room. Kim was his wildest fantasy for quite some time now. At 15 she started to fill out and grow into the amazingly sexy girl she is today at 18 years old. She could be a Victoria's Secret model in a few years if she had the ambition. She has long perfect blonde hair, sexy pink lips, a flawless toothpaste smile, and photoshopped smooth skin that was always tanned because of the good weather and occasional visits to the tanning studio. Upon first seeing her years ago, he just stared as she was way too young to be lusting after. Though, as the years flew by, she transformed into a straight-A sex bomb that gave him countless hours of jerk-off material. Her tits outgrew all of her female classmates, and she now carried a pair of DD knockers which would have made even the Pope turn his head twice. Some time ago, she started cheerleading, and now being the head of the squad, she was by far the hottest of them all. She could practically have any guy she'd want, but unlike many other girls, Kim wasn't a slut. She only had sex with two guys after she turned 18. One was the school's most popular jock, and the other was a famous celebrity who visited the town once for a premiere and betrayed his gorgeous wife for one night with Kim. The scandal hit all the newspapers, though it was never clear who this beauty exactly was. Many tabloids said it was a swimsuit model of some kind. Though, of course, the people close to her knew. It was very clear that her beauty was limitless, and one gaze into her bright blue eyes could even melt famous celebrities. Perverted as David was, he never really had any attention from the ladies. At 56 years old, he was unattractive, almost bald, way too fat, and had a very unhealthy exterior topped with bad breath that drove almost everybody away. He was married once 20 years ago, which didn't work out eventually. He never really was attracted to his unsightly ex-wife in the first place, though he was glad at least one woman could stand him, and took that for granted. The last few years he'd spent most of his spare time jerking off at pictures on the internet, or thinking about the many young, busty girls from the neighborhood, especially Kim, as she was by far the hottest of them all. The people in the neighborhood knew David as a pervert because he always gazed at the attractive young girls in the street a little too obvious. His curtains were nearly permanently closed, which made them suspect he was watching them secretly from inside. Kim especially was disgusted by David. The way he sometimes greeted her when she was walking by gave her the chills. She practically saw him drool a couple of times when she passed by, showing off her long tanned legs in a short skirt. Out of common interest, she spoke with him once some time ago. It was then she noticed he was staring at her chest with a scary look on his face. Since then she has tried to avoid him at all costs, even skipping his house whenever she did door-to-door cheerleading fundraising. She was used to men staring at her, but he was extra scary, especially because of his ugly appearance and old age. He sometimes visited her school's sporting events as Kim was there performing with her cheerleader squad. When there, he joined many other men, mostly fathers of students, who stood there gasping for air as Kim jumped in her skimpy outfit, her large breasts jiggling with every step, making the rest of the team superfluous. The soft and firm skin that appeared above her shirt each time she jumped made many jaws drop. Her teenage cleavage was simply breathtaking. Every man there wondered what she would look like naked, and they would instantly cheat on their wives if they had the slightest chance to end up with Kim. As soon as the cheerleaders were done and Kim's famous rack had stopped bouncing, half of the crowd dispersed. The school's team sucked anyway. Now here David was, spying on Kim for the 100th time, hoping for more luck this time. With a raging hard-on, he watched her entering her room. The spoiled teen had a large bedroom, as her parents were rich and had a big house. God must have favored old David because her bedroom was on the front side of the house right across his own. Tonight she wore a white tight-fitted tank top and a short skirt. It was clearly visible that she had too much to drink, as she wasn't walking very straight, and for the first time she forgot to close the curtains upon entering the room. "Oh my God!" David whispered as if she could hear him. He focused his binoculars that he had sitting on a tripod. He bought the tripod so that he could rub his cock while he spied on her instead of handling the clunky binoculars. On the rare occasion she didn't immediately close the curtains, he was usually treated to a view of her fixing her hair or doing homework at her desk, which in itself was enough to cause him to jerk off as he watched her. But all these years she had never left her curtains open when coming back from a night out on the town, so David was shaking with excitement. Kim put her stuff on the floor and started texting with her iPhone. David became impatient as he started rubbing his cock trough his dirty underwear. The gorgeous blonde then stood up and put her phone on the desk. She looked tipsily into the mirror and admired her flawless figure. From across the street, he stared through off his binoculars at her delicious ass as she suddenly dropped the skirt. David's cock nearly exploded as he watched her tan smooth ass with a tiny thong wrapped between her cheeks. Her magnificent smooth butt cheeks were absolutely fabulous. Then, as if in slow motion, she peeled the tank top off her magnificent chest. Slowly a thin white lace bra appeared on what he now knew for sure were the most perfect breasts a girl could possess. The top flew off and he now had a perfect view of Kim's huge bra-encased breasts. The firm round flesh bulged above the bra, making David's mouth bone dry and his cock ready to explode. The dirty old man had his eyes now locked on the magnificent pair of teenage tits. The firm young breast structure jiggled slightly with every step. Unbefucking-leavable. He groaned as he stroked his smelly cock faster. At this moment she stretched her whole body and put her arms above her head with her fingers running through her long blonde hair. Standing on her toes and arching her back, Kim's big cushiony breasts pushed forward even further into David's sight. The huge tan melons pushed together, almost causing her bra straps to snap. This was too much for the old fart, as he blew his entire underwear full of spunk. Still wanking, his cock refilled quickly as he knew the greatest price could be revealed in a few seconds. Though, before she unclasped her bra, she suddenly looked as if realizing something. She walked towards the window and closed the curtains immediately. "No, fuck!" David shouted. He wanted her so bad that he would give anything to taste Kim's body, to get the girl every guy in town would give his left nut for. The thought of raping her had crossed his mind many times. He would end up in jail, but so what? He would have had the fuck of his life, the fuck every other guy would want. And besides, he didn't have any good reasons to keep living his pathetic little life anyways. However, he never had the guts to do it, and the fact that she never let him come near her would make it a mission impossible. That night he jerked off again with thoughts of ripping her bra apart and sucking her breasts while pounding his way into her young snatch. He then fell asleep in his dirty, unwashed, stained bed cover while dreaming that his ultimate fantasy might one day come true. It was 2 weeks later on a Saturday. While the whole neighborhood was vastly asleep at 3 a.m., David waited for Kim to come home. It had been 2 weeks since she had last gone out, and he had been waiting ever since to get another opportunity to see her undress. Also, the fact that her parents went on a trip for the weekend made it even more interesting. He had almost fallen asleep in front of the window when he heard a car driving down the street. As he groggily picked his head up and watched the headlights come closer, he suddenly heard the sound of metal scratching and a cat screaming as the car hit his own vehicle right in front of his house. He was immediately awakened as he rushed outside to see the car parked against his was none other than Kim's father's Mercedes. It took a while before he realized what just happened. At this moment the car door opened and Kim stepped out of it, obviously having been drinking, though sobering up very quickly with all the adrenaline rushing through her body. She looked panicked and startled when she saw David standing next to his smashed car.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry, David. I didn't mean to.
David tried to look furious, but as Kim came closer to him he almost fainted. She must have been at some kind of prom or fancy club as she was wearing a skin-tight black strapless dress. Her long legs standing on high heels, her small waist wrapped in the smooth fabric, and an amazing amount of cleavage popping out above the dress had made his cock hard immediately. She pushed her long blonde hair over her shoulder as she observed what she'd just done.
Oh no, shit. I'm so fucked right now.
She muttered to herself, still somewhat in shock.
What have you done? My car is ruined, not to mention the McCarthy's Mustang.
David shouted, referring to the first car she'd hit two houses next to him. Though, her own Mercedes had probably sustained the most damage.
Wow, that is gonna cost you, young lady.
Seeing that she was on the edge of a breakdown, his mind suddenly cooked up an evil plan. Though still doubting what he would do, the next discovery made up his mind. She had driven over Miss Wilson's cat. Miss Wilson was an 80-something-year-old lady that lived next to David. She has been alone for many years and her cat Whiskers is the only thing she really cares about. She is not going anywhere without her cat. She had probably forgotten to lock the cat's hatch, so Whiskers probably decided to have a midnight walk before his fatal encounter with Kim's father's Mercedes.
Oh no!
Kim cried as she realized what she had done to the cat. She was so lost now. How stupid of her to drive in such a state. Of course many guys had offered her a ride home, but she took pleasure in letting down all the drooling men hoping to make out with her. Instead she got behind the wheel and drove home. Stupid mistake.
What should I do? David, can you help me?
She asked distraught.
Park the car in front of your house, and then come into my place. We can do the paperwork and figure out what to do.
David forcefully tried to hide his evil smile, thinking about this one-time offer. The beautiful 18-year-old girl parked the car a lot better than 5 minutes ago. Though she hesitated to come into the gross pervert's house, her desperation put her over the edge. Maybe he could help her with something, anything. It was a miracle that nobody else in the neighborhood had woken up by now. David turned around in the doorway to see if Kim had decided to come in. He cheered inside as the girl of his dreams finally came into his own house. He watched her luscious boobs bounce with every step. They were so massive. The firm thick flesh jiggled so beautifully in her dress. He felt sorry for all the guys who weren't able to take her home. Now he was the one actually having her in his house.
Please come in,
he said as he pointed her towards the living room. When she came into the room she'd been avoiding practically her whole life, she felt disgusted. The room was dirty, the air stale, and she immediately spotted some dirty magazines in the corner with young busta girls on the cover. What a creep, she thought.
She imagined the fat, dirty old man jerking off to these pictures, making her shiver a little. When she saw leftover food scattered all over the floor, she immediately felt sick and contemplated going to the bathroom to vomit. Then she heard the door shut. She turned around and saw David staring at her breasts. The pervert, she thought, he shouldn't be looking at girls my age. He could be my grandfather for God's sake. So, what are we going to do, Kim? You wrecked 3 cars and killed a cat, which might lead to my kind neighbor's own fatal departure. You can end up in jail for this, you know. Drunk driving is a serious felony. I'm so sorry I wasn't going. I didn't. I mean, what should I do? Kim started crying again. After a few minutes, she wiped her mascara from her cheeks and waited for a response. She was very desperate, exactly the way he wanted her to be. I might have an idea, love. I can take the charges on me. Kim looked surprised, and a little flare of hope crossed her beautiful eyes. You would do that for me? Why, and how? You see, Kim, as both our cars are smashed, it could have easily been me hitting the other cars and killing the cat. Yeah, but why would you do that? I mean, the whole neighborhood will hate you. That's right, sweetie, I would take that burden on. But you have to do something for me in return. Kim suddenly realized what the fat old perv was suggesting. You have no idea what you have done to me for all these years. He continued. As you might have noticed by now, I have a weakness for young busted girls like yourself. Teasing me with those perfect large boobs should be a crime. Ooh, you are the most beautiful and sexiest girl I've ever seen in my life. Kim looked horrified at the thought of this hideous creep perving on her, which gave her chills right up her spine. What I'm saying is that if you want to save your summer, you will have to make my dream come true. He took a short pause before continuing. Surrender your body to me, and your problems are all gone. With a dirty look on his face, he observed the frightened teenager across the room. And no, why, you filthy perverted creep? You will never lay a hand on me. Look at you. I can have any guy I want, you stay away, you hear me? David heard the tremble in her voice, noticing the internal struggle she had right now. He knew she did not want to get into legal trouble, not to mention having to tell Miss Wilson about her cat. Hee-hee, now, Kim, in that case we can fill in the paperwork while I call the police for your drunken behavior. You will have to spend a night in jail probably, or maybe I'll call your dad first to tell him that his favorite car is smashed on one side, or I'll wake up Miss Wilson, tell her that her dearest cat is under your expensive wheels. Kim started crying. Why, you sick fuck, this is blackmail. No, my beautiful nymph, this is just a regular business deal. David said as he now walked slowly towards his victim. A little taller than her, he stood right in front of her, smelling her sweet body odor and looking down at her magnificent cleavage. Oh, so firm and round, and such flawless skin, he thought. Kim just stood there staring desperately at the ground, breathing heavily, her large chest rising and falling with each breath. Hee hee, well, I see we've come to an agreement. His next touch made Kim shrink. He put his dirty hands on the gorgeous cheerleader's soft shoulders and looked into her bright blue tear-filled eyes. Now, sweet love, why don't you get rid of that pretty dress of yours and show me the beauty you've been hiding from me all these years? David's mouth went dry as he watched her slowly obey his commands. This was actually happening. Kim reached behind her back and undid the laces of her expensive garment. She cried while doing so, flabbergasted she was actually going to undress for her dirty neighbor David. For so long she avoided him and his creepy, lusty stares. The last person she would ever show her body to was now standing in front of her as she unfastened her dress. This was a nightmare. How could it end up so horribly? As she reached up to pull down her dress, she hesitated for a moment, reconsidering what she was about to do. But then she thought of her father, jail, Miss Wilson. Oh, it was too much. By obeying David, all her crimes would disappear as if they never happened. Nothing in the world sounded better than erasing what she had done, no matter what she must do to get there. With that final thought, she began to pull down her dress. Yes, that's it, Kim. Take it all off, let me see your young body, hee. David's eyes went wide as he watched Kim peel her dress down over her firm breasts. Her perfect round tits encased in a black lace bra popped out of her dress as she let the smooth fabric fall to the ground. Her perfect body, covered only by a strapless bra and an equally black thong, was now exposed to David's old eyes. He slowly smiled a sinister grin watching her long tan legs, sleek flat stomach and big round breasts before ending his stare at Kim's beautiful face and her shiny blonde hair slightly curled and draped over her shoulders. She was the definition of perfect. The only thing imperfect was her mascara that slowly drooped as her tears rolled down her cheeks. Oh yes, your body is so hot, so perfect. I jerk off countless times with you in my thoughts, hee hee. Now, my young angel, show me what I've been yearning to see. Please, David, if I show you my breasts, can I go then, please? You are only the third man who's ever seen them, out of thousands other guys who are just as willing as you. That should be enough for you, all right? David didn't respond, keeping his eyes locked on her round globes. Tell me, Kim, how big are these famous tits of yours? Kim shivered when she heard her gross neighbor talking about her breasts that way. 36DD, and no, they are not enlarged. She snapped defensively as habit. She hated when people said her naturally blessed boobs were store-bought. So big for such a young girl. Time to let Grandpa see what a nice girl you have become. Hee hee. I demand you to show them to me. Show me your 18-year-old double D breasts, you smoking hot piece of ass. David felt more powerful every minute, which made him even hornier. The fact that she was the most desirable girl, 18 years young, a 36DD chest and perfect in every other way, had his cock harder than it had ever been. He chuckled when thinking of how shocked all the dads that drooled over her while cheerleading would be to know she was in his house undressing for him. Those same dads called him names and mocked him, but now he was the one getting the last laugh. Kim trembled in fear and hesitated.
What are you waiting for? Show me those gorgeous tits of yours.
Kim finally reached behind her back to the clasp of her strapless bra. She released it and took the cups in each hand before letting the Victoria's Secret garment fall to the floor. This all went in slow motion for David's eyes. Her luscious boobs pressed tightly together in the bra were given more space, and when the fabric slowly slid off her perfect firm tan skin, it was as if her young breasts exploded into the open air. David could only stare and drool as Kim's two coveted breasts bounced slightly in front of his eyes. The firm young breast structure defied gravity. Only a girl this young could possess such big and heavy breasts and keep them from falling to her knees. They didn't sag a single inch. Her nipples were not too small, but certainly not too big, just ideal for hours of sucking. David licked a bit of drool off the corner of his mouth.
"Hey, arch your back, sweetie," he said with a disgusting, perverted tone.
Kim obeyed and arched her back, staring at the ceiling, imagining it was a hot hunk standing in front of her looking at her fabulous assets, instead of a dirty old scumbag. Though she had to admit, showing her boobs unwillingly to this disgusting pervert surprisingly excited her a bit, maybe because he was so obsessed with them. She pushed her breasts out even further, and David's cock was ready to explode.
"Oh yes, look at that. I've never seen tits this perfect, not even in Photoshop dirty magazines. Finally my prayers have been answered, so round, so firm, so big, so fucking young, you are all mine now."
David let his pants fall down, and he grabbed his cock through his underwear. He pulled a couple times and groaned.
"Hmm, what an impressive rack, time to feel what a hot cheerleader's tits feel like."
From outside the house you could see two shadows through the closed curtains. The one on the right was a slender figure with two obvious large breasts on a small frame, while the one on the left was a much fatter body with a crooked back. The one on the left was closing in on the right one. Fat hands reached forward to touch the round balloon sticking out into the open air. They actually looked more like silicone in large breasts from outside if you didn't know the girl was so young and still had her youthful firmness. Inside, the spectacle was too horrible and unbelievable to perceive. The town's most ugly and perverted man was reaching out unperturbed to the magnificent breasts of one of the most beautiful girls anyone has ever seen. The old wrinkled and fat hands were now coming dangerously close to the firm 18-year-old teenage melon standing out proudly from her chest.
"And no, please don't do this. Please don't touch me. I'm so proud of them, please don't touch my breasts. Let me go now, you had your fun right. I beg you. No."
Her whole body shook in disgust as David took both breasts in his hands. Her young boobs were obviously too big for his small thick hands as her young flesh spilled over and in between his fingers that were pawing deep into Kim's firm round flesh. He started kneading her soft tits while drooling all over the carpet. David was in heaven. This was everything he'd ever dreamt of.
"Oh my god, your boobs are even better than I imagined. So incredibly firm yet so soft and malleable. Oh yeah, so soft, so young."
He rolled her nipples between his fingers, pulling on them and making her squeal. He weighed her massive tits in his hands and pushed them together, creating a mouth-watering cleavage. His old hands on her proud bust made her feel disgusting, but none of this compared to his next move. He let go of her breasts for a few seconds and pushed her golden hair from in front of her shoulders to behind her back, now seeing her front side in full view. He crooked his back a little more, which reminded Kim of a hunchback, and he lowered his face towards her chest. He smelled her young teenage odor up into his nostrils.
"No, not that, keep your filthy mouth away from my boobs. Please. No, you filthy old pervert."
Despite her protests, she knew she could not refuse him. She only hoped her pleas could change his mind. Paying no attention whatsoever to Kim's pleas, he pushed his smelly old face between Kim's large cushiony breasts. Pushing her breasts together with his hands, he almost crushed his face between her massive globes. With his rotten drooling mouth, he slurped as much of her left tit into his mouth as possible, sucking ravenously on the teen's firm boobs and salivating all over them. Slowly the sound of slurping, sucking and kissing filled the room as Kim stood there crying silently with her arms stiff next to her body and her fists clenched while the disgusting old man licked, kissed, sucked and squeezed every inch of her breasts.
"Sweet Jesus. SLRP, my dream is coming true. SSSHHMK. Your breasts taste amazing. So good. SHLLRP. So soft, and so unbelievably big. Hee hee, finally your tits are mine, and mine alone."
Kim just stood there frozen, mumbling now.
"Why you bastard. I could be your granddaughter. You dirty old fat. Ugly, pathetic little man."
She looked down for a second, seeing her old neighbor's bald wrinkled head squashed between her proud breasts. His tongue licked all over her round tan skin, which made her tits glisten with his stinking saliva. She almost gagged before looking back up. He sucked for over 20 minutes on her nipples, switching breasts from time to time, as if nursing himself on the teenager's rack. Lapping his tongue one more time over both tits, he dropped to his knees. He reached up and grabbed both of her flawless butt cheeks in each hand and squeezed. As he did this, he moved towards her crotch and took a big sniff of her panty-covered pussy.
"Mmm, such a lovely smelling young cunt. I can't wait to taste it, hee. No, please, no, not there. You can keep sucking my boobs, just don't touch me down there."
David continued to ignore her pleas as he let go of her ass and reached up to grab the elastic waistband of her dainty thong panties. He slipped them down her hot legs to her ankles, revealing her last hidden treasure. Realizing he wasn't going to budge, Kim lifted each foot one at a time to step out of her panties. David grabbed them and tossed them to the far corner of the room so that he could keep them as a trophy and a tool to use for his future masturbation sessions.
Oh, sweetie, God, your young shaved pussy looks so delicious.
The horny old man said as his wide eyes stared at her private part. It was a sight he could barely comprehend. Kim, his ultimate fantasy, standing naked in his living room with her big tits covered with his saliva, and her shaved pussy waiting to be kissed. He wanted to see that amazing butt of hers too.
Oh God, you're a thing of beauty.
Turn around, oh yes, turn around and show me that perfect ass. Kim, with tears still in her eyes, turned around.
That's it, bend over.
Oh, bend over and touch your toes. Kim followed his order. Being a flexible cheerleader in perfect shape, she easily bent over and touched her toes. Her long blonde hair cascaded to the ground below her, and her young firm tits amazingly didn't sag much even when bent over. David looked desperately horny as he pushed his sweating face into her young shaved pussy. He now started eating her out as both hands took the courtesy of exploring her soft smooth buttocks. Squeezing her bum and tasting her sweet innocent pussy made him lose his mind completely. David's tongue found its way in between her labia and tasted the pureness of a sweet teenage vagina. His tongue lapped on her young pussy for several minutes while he grunted like a pig and she remained bent over. He occasionally lifted his chin up and spread her butt cheeks so he could examine her sweet puckered little asshole. He was so dirty that he would lick all the way from the hood of her clitoris, up between her labia, and finally to her asshole, and back down again. He repeated this over and over until his face was covered with his own saliva and drool. While clawing his hands into her perfectly formed ass, he attacked her pussy with his tongue once more time before making sure Kim was now wet enough for his next move. Kim actually started to enjoy his movements a little as a short moment of pleasure went through her young pussy. He stood up and took off his shirt. Kim finally stood up, beginning to get exhausted from bending over for him. She looked at David and was disgusted by his big fat belly full of hair and red pimples. Then he pulled his underwear down, revealing a short but very thick cock looking dangerously at Kim from under his protruding paunch. There might have never been a more opposite pair of naked bodies together in one room before. Kim's naked body could easily be plastered on the cover of Playboy, while David's naked body was comparable to a walrus. He knew he didn't have the strength to take her like this before collapsing, so he sat down in his large chair full of spotty pillows and food stains. It looked like his whole body filled up every space of the chair as his fat drooped down in every hole, almost as if he was one with the chair. Under his giant belly, his thick cock stood proud and erect.
Now come sit on Daddy's lap, sweetie.
As he said this, he pulled the lever to recline the chair. David licked his lips as she slowly came closer with tears rolling over her cheeks. As she stood before him, he ordered her to climb up on over his hard member and lower herself onto it.
Why, you bastard, you will be hated by everybody. I'll make sure of that. Nobody wants you here anyway. Why, you dirty pig, your life will be a living hell, you hear me?
Though while she said this, she noticed her pussy was moistening with anticipation, giving her a feeling she might not hate this entirely. Sure, David is disgusting, but sex was always a huge turn on for her. She shivered as she looked down at David's penis.
Hee hee, I don't give a damn thing about that because I about to fuck the town's most beautiful and sexiest girl. Any man would want to be in my place right now. In my mind, we'd fucked thousands of times before. Now it's time to take you for real, you sexy little cunt. Now lower yourself.
She let herself slide over his thick penis, her tight pussy stretching for his 56-year-old cock. David started to breathe very heavy, as she was now sitting on his lap with his penis deep inside her. He looked up at her, pulling her towards him while thrusting up and down, now actually fucking the young babe. Her large hooters again forced in his face, he lost his mind completely. Attacking her incredible soft tits, he stuffed one into his mouth, dribbling all over it. Kim now pulled herself up a little bit so he had more space to fuck her. The sooner he came, the better, to make an end to this horrible experience. He took a handful of her golden hair and pushed her face down. The moment she wanted to say no, he pushed his tongue right into her sweet mouth and started kissing her and playing with Kim's tongue. While he enjoyed her delicious teenage mouth, she almost puked from the foul taste and old tongue.
HMMMPFFF, HMPPPPFFF, MMMCH.
Kim could only mumble things through his rough kissing and slobbering over her mouth. Then he stopped kissing her and increased his fuck speed, grabbing her waist and attempting to bounce her on his lap. He was grunting and groaning as the chair squeaked. Unfortunately, she was still in tears and not putting forth the effort he wanted. David was in no physical shape to do all the work. At this moment, the mailman came by with the early newspaper. As he walked by, he heard familiar sounds from David's house and noticed the silhouette of a woman riding the fat old man in his chair. Since when does he have the money to get a whore in there? The small crack in the curtain made him want to look inside as he slowly walked closer. The shadow of the peeping mailman was spotted by David who, in contrast to Kim, had a good view of him looking. Damn it, David thought, fearing someone was going to ruin this experience, but he immediately recognized the peeper as his mailman. He knew his mailman was a dirty man, as he often tried to steal David's dirty magazines that came in the mail. David had also seen him several times trying to peek through Kim's bedroom and bathroom windows while on his route. Instead of screaming at the mailman for peeking through his window, David thought of something brilliant.
Kim, stop crying! I want you to pretend to enjoy it and work harder, otherwise I'll never come and you'll have to spend your entire night here. Hee hee.
That was the last thing she'd want, so she wiped off her tears and mascara, and she started groaning and riding his cock. It took all her imagination to make her fake enjoying this. though deep down she was actually beginning to feel some enjoyment as she took over and controlled the pace, pounding her 18-year-old pussy on this nasty old man's cock, the way she usually liked it. Slowly she submitted to her imaginations and started to ride David's old cock even harder. Beginning to accept what was happening, and imagining someone way hotter than the man she was actually fucking, she wrapped her athletic body around her old neighbor's wrinkled skin and started to wiggle and ride his old shaft as best she could. Her bountiful chest danced in front of his face, and she moaned loud and uncontrollably. David spanked her ass cheek several times as she rode him. Her arms wrapped around his neck and she let him kiss her again, but this time she kissed back, knowing the sooner he comes the better. It was at this moment the mailman was close enough to look through the window. He almost had a heart attack from what he was witnessing. This was not happening. Kim? How could she? How in the world could he ever get her? The girl of his dreams, hell, the girl of everybody's dreams. Fucking this fat ugly old man, and it appears she even enjoys it too. Was this the reason she almost never goes out with a guy? Does she like older men? But this one is hideous. Her beautiful slim and flawless body compared to the old, fat and hairy one was almost an outrage. The mailman knew he himself was a gross older man too, maybe Kim wants to fuck him as well? The mailman envied old David, as the fat old perv was obviously having the time of his life. He could only see Kim's smooth tan back with her long blonde hair waving to the rhythm of his fucking, and her perfect ass looked mighty fine sitting there on David's white hairy lap. Damn, I always wanted to see her naked. God, I want to see her tits, he thought. The closest he ever got were the times on his mail route when he snuck off to the side of Kim's house and peeped through the small gap in the curtains of her bathroom window to catch glimpses of her exiting the shower with a towel wrapped around her or sitting on the toilet with her panties pulled down to her knees. David saw the mailman was looking for a better view, so he decided to give him exactly that. Arch your back, sweetie, and lean back a little. Kim obeyed, having her eyes shut the entire time, still trying to picture some hunk while she was fucking. The mailman's mouth fell open as Kim was leaning back, her long hair almost reaching the floor, and her large firm breasts came into view. Oh my God! He whispered silently. The most beautiful breasts he'd ever seen were only 5 feet away from him. Every man in town would want to see this. As she was now leaning back even further, he had a perfect view from behind at Kim's round and incredibly firm tits. Damn, how big are those things? His cock started to harden as old David was letting him know Kim was his and his only. He slowly took both of her breasts in his hands and started kneading them, blocking most of her tanned flesh from the mailman's gazing eyes. He was cupping Kim's teenage knockers in his dirty old palms. That motherfucker, he thought. Suddenly David looked straight into his eyes, smiling an evil grin. The mailman was startled and walked away quickly with a giant boner in his pants. Kim never saw a thing. Oh yes, go on baby, make me come. I want to make you pregnant baby, you're mine now. Oh yes, please push those puppies together sweetie. Kim came back up and pushed her breasts together, though her tits were so well formed and firm they almost didn't need a push to be pressed together. This made her breasts appear even bigger, and her nipples came very close together now as David locked his mouth on both sensitive nubs and sucked hard. Pushing his face deep into her cleavage, feeling her soft skin scraping his face as she rode him, he was in heaven. He took both of her buttocks in his hands and started hammering hard to meet her thrusts, while his mouth sucked and salivated on the giant teenage breasts. Look at me, you young slut. Look at the old fart you always despise so much, taking you now, sucking on your precious boobs, pounding his old cock inside your young juicy pussy. How does that make you feel him? Kim opened her eyes and came back to reality after enjoying it for a short period of time. She looked into his perverted eyes and his evil smile that showed some of his brown rotten teeth. I hate you, for the rest of my life. You don't deserve any of this, you sick fuck. He grabbed the back of her blonde head and forcefully pulled her mouth to his as he began kissing her. Her breast squashed against his own flabby chest. She returned the kiss while his cock drilled into her wet young pussy. He reached down to roughly grab her butt cheeks. After a few minutes heavy kissing, he pulled back and licked his way from her cheek, down her neck, and finally to her amazing cleavage. She watched the horrible pervert as he opened his mouth even further and again brought his bald, sweating face closer to her chest. She saw, and felt, how her perfect right boob slowly entered his rotten old mouth. His tongue licked the lower part as he sank some of his teeth deep into her firm flesh, biting into the teenage double D tit as if he was going to swallow the whole thing. Ah, you pervert, is this what you want? You want to suck on a young girl's breasts, you dirty ape? Then take them, suck them hard. It will be the last time you ever have this chance again, you perverted freak. Slowly he stopped biting her large balloons and strongly licked them all the way up. He was pushing her heavy tits upwards a bit, and letting them jiggle slightly as it came down again. Oh yes, here I come, look at me you slut. So tight, you're so tight. Come on then you sick pervert. She said leaning up and putting her hands on his fat chest, which pushed her impossibly big tits together. She then started to bounce ferociously on his throbbing cock as her own body was about to come too. Fuck my tight pussy with your dirty cock you slimy pig. You dirty gross old bastard, using my big tits and tight pussy, you better enjoy it because you'll never touch me again, I swear it. Now pulsating over the edge, he shot a string of cum deep into her womb so hard and long it seemed almost impossible how much of sperm came out of that old thing. Yeah. Take it all. It was at this moment that Kim had an orgasm while feeling the dirty old man shoot his spunk into her belly. She continued to ride his cock as her orgasm passed through her body. He shot a few more loads of his dirty seed into her before he pulled her down on him and buried his head in between her teenaged cleavage. This was it, he had fulfilled his dream. Unbelievable. He just sat there as if he was knocked out, as she let herself slide of his cock. He watched her beautiful body one more time as she dressed herself. She couldn't find her panties, but she didn't want to be in this gross house one more second longer, so she didn't even try to look for them. The dress pressed her breasts slightly up again as before, though now her cleavage was sticky and gleaming with drool. She gave him a disgusted look before running out of the front door. He will be hated even more, but he couldn't care less. He had taken the most beautiful girl he'd ever seen and the most coveted girl in the whole town. He had licked and kissed every part of her body. And he had her skimpy little thong panties as a keepsake. Kim couldn't deny the pang of pleasure she had there for a short time, feeling even more disgusted at herself now. She told herself that it was all a bad dream, and that in the morning everything will be back to normal. But in a few hours many things will happen which she has no idea of. The end. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. We offer a free Erotica podcast and a premium patron taboo podcast that contains more intensely sexual themes. You can support the Erotica Podcast on Patreon to make requests for subjects. Thank you for listening.